From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. A Columbia-based public defender is arguing to the Missouri Supreme Court that he shouldn't be suspended after neglecting indigent clients. Public defender Carl Hinkebein's attorney argued today that Hinkebein was dealing with illness and a heavy caseload and should be reprimanded but not suspended. Hinkebein admits that he failed to properly represent and communicate with six clients between 2011 and 2014. A state agency that investigates attorney misconduct says he should be suspended for a year before he can reapply. The case hits on larger concerns that have been raised by the head of the public defender system about underfunding and unmanageable caseloads. The new chancellor at the University of Missouri's Columbia campus held an event with members of the press yesterday to discuss his vision for the future. KBIA's Miranda Moore reports.
University of Missouri Chancellor Alexander Cartwright said on Wednesday that he plans to revamp the image of the Columbia campus following a series of publicity setbacks. Student demonstrations in November 2015 brought MU into the national media spotlight. Since then, the campus has experienced a sharp decrease in new student enrollment as well as cuts to state funding. Cartwright said that he wants to improve the school's image by building relationships with the community at large and creating opportunities for the university to impact Missourians outside of campus.
I think we're entering a different phase where that we will not have distinctions between the walls of the university and the community.
Cartwright said that while he does not yet have specific ideas on how to do this, his focus on the symbiosis between campus and community will be the driving philosophy behind future goals. Miranda Moore, KBIA News.
Chancellor Alexander Cartwright started work early last month at the University of Missouri as the first permanent chancellor since protests in 2015. KBIA's Hannah Haynes explains a new initiative created under his leadership.
The Missouri Land Grant Compact plans to make higher education more affordable for Pell Grant-eligible in-state students. The compact will cover tuition and fees for any eligible student who is admitted to MU. More than 3,500 students from Missouri will qualify. At an event for media in early September, Chancellor Cartwright said future funding will be determined as the university sees the initial numbers for the program.
We put the compact in place and we want it to continue indefinitely, right? We don't have a plan on having it go away. And if we get more students than what we expected, then we're going to have to figure out ways to get that money.
The compact will be available for students beginning in fall 2018 and will be open to incoming freshmen as well as continuing and transfer students. Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.
Agricultural giant Monsanto of Missouri filed a petition today to halt a ban the state of Arkansas might place on one of the company's newest weed killers. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
Arkansas is looking at banning any spraying of the weed killer dicamba after April 15th next year. The proposal comes after a state task force looked into claims the chemical drifted away from its intended target of crops that are genetically modified to withstand the chemical and landed on neighboring plants that aren't resistant to the herbicide. Monsanto officials claim the ban is unwarranted and misinformed, and that dicamba is a critical tool farmers need to battle weeds during the entire 2018 growing season. University of Missouri researchers estimate more than 3 million acres of soybeans across the country have been damaged by dicamba, with more than 2,200 state investigations looking into the claims. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
A former professor at the University of Missouri in Columbia has been ordered to pay the university system $600,000 in damages in an intellectual property lawsuit. The Columbia Missourian reports that a jury decided yesterday that Galen Supes violated his contract with the University of Missouri system and had been working in competition against the system. The system's board of curators sued Supes in 2009, alleging the former chemical engineering professor had filed for patents on inventions and assigned rights to outside entities without approval from the system. Supes was fired from the university in 2016. It'll be up to Missouri senators to decide whether Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal stays in her seat. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the University City Democrat says she plans to stay, and many of her constituents have her back.
Both Republicans and Democrats called for Chappelle Nadal to resign after she wrote a Facebook comment hoping for President Donald Trump's assassination. Some Republicans, including Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson, want senators to expel her during next week's veto session. Chappelle Nadal emphasized Wednesday that she's going to finish her term, which ends after the 2018 session.
Ever since this incident happened, I've learned a lot. When I went out into the public, there is an overwhelming support by people.
Some of Chappelle Nadal's constituents say that she should be censured, but most took University City resident Barbara Finch's view that she shouldn't be kicked out of the Senate.
Why do we as a community or a society or a Democratic Party, why do we have to continue to throw her under the bus?
F. Willis Johnson is with Wellspring United Methodist Church in Ferguson. He's worried that the St. Louis County-based district will be without representation in the 2018 session.
My question has been, ultimately, how does this affect the constituents in the community?
Governor Eric Greitens and other Republicans have also called for GOP Representative Warren Love to step down. But House Speaker Todd Richardson hasn't suggested any punishment for the Osceola Republican who posted on Facebook that people who vandalized a Confederate statue should be, quote, hung from a tall tree with a long rope. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri's top senator says lawmakers are working on a plan to reverse cuts to services for seniors and the disabled. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richards said today that he wants Governor Eric Greitens to call a special session next week to consider the plan. At issue is a Medicaid budget cut in home care and nursing services for about 8,300 people with disabilities. Governor Eric Greitens vetoed a bill earlier this year that would have avoided the cut by sweeping money out of various state funds. I'm Erin McKinstry, KBIA News, Columbia.